He was an orphan. We brought him home, had to bottle feed him for quite some time. And now he doesn't believe he's a camel. He looks like a camel, smells like a camel, but doesn't believe he is. He just wants to be with the humans.
Camels have a reputation as ill-tempered, spitting beasts of burden. But that can't possibly be true. Young Boo here, a bull calf, is just gorgeous.
Is that right, Boo?
Good on you.
He's got his own story.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols at the Camelot Camel Dairy Farm near Gympie on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Melanie Fitzgibbon and Wayne Morris started out small, but now have up to 48 camels on the property here.
It was pretty much a spontaneous situation. Wayne's a 20-year dairy farmer and was working in a factory for a while, and really it wasn't part of him. He's a farmer and it's in his blood. We were watching Landline. We sort of thought, oh, you know, that's really interesting. And then within a week he'd bought 11. So it was spontaneous. And then we did some research and we played with them for a little bit and got to know them.
Melanie, when Wayne rang you and said, honey, I've bought 11 camels, what did you say?
Well, I said to him, quite often people only buy like one or two, but it was like a herd. And after reading that they have friends in their social group, he really couldn't split them. So we ended up with 11 immediately. And we were lucky enough to be able to source the property we have now. And it just really went from one leap and bound to another. We started with 11 and then we looked at purchasing, you know, a couple more. However, when we looked at the couple more, the option was, well, whatever you don't take is going to the meatworks. And that didn't sit very well with me. And my husband had a look on his face as if to say, oh dear. And so we come back with 38. So we rapidly increased the herd quite substantially.
And how many do you have now?
We've got about 48 now.
The couple have had the camels for about 3 years now, opening their dromedary dairy in the past 12 months. But they're not stopping there. They've already branched out into making camel cheese and camel soap lines and are set to expand an agri-tourism venture on the farm so visitors can enjoy a cuppa and a cuddle with the animals.
Originally, we were just going to milk them. However, Wayne has got to know them quite intimately. So now we're looking at, because we have them born all the time, he actually trains. We do basic training with them and then sell them to people that are wanting to have pets at home. We've also recently launched our beautiful feta cheese and looking for more ranges to add to that. We've also got soap and body washes.
Wow, you two don't do things by halves.
No, not at all.
What do you like about this industry?
I love the animals. They're just such gentle creatures and so misunderstood a lot of the time. You see things that they're savages and, you know, they're really quite aggressive.
And they spit at you.
Yes, it's all a misconception. And people that come and visit the farm on our Cuppa and Cuddles at Camelot, they all get to see how beautiful and gentle they are.
So you've really developed this niche market, milking, value adding to your food product and tourism, agritourism.
Yes, the beauty that we get from the animals, we always wanted to share that with other people. We're open to new things all the time. So we're hoping that the agritourism will grow, that we'll be able to open the farm more regularly.
If you've gone to the shops to buy some camel milk, you'll know it doesn't come cheap. But with the business still in its infancy, the couple can't afford to give up their day jobs.
Melanie Fitzgibbon, cow milk's being sold for $1 a litre. Bit of a difference with camel milk. What does it retail for?
For 2 litres, it's $25. And for a litre, it's $15.
Wow, so that's a much higher return.
It is. However, we have to wait 5 to 6 years before a camel has a calf. And ours only calve every 2 to 3 years. So in the bovine industry, they don't have to wait nearly as long. And also their yield is a lot higher. They get a lot more milk than we do.
What do you get from a camel?
Standard is about between 6 and 8 litres a day.
Now, is this enough to sustain you and Wayne, you as a kindergarten teacher and him as a dairy farmer?
It's getting there.
So you're not rolling in it yet?
Oh, everyone would like to be rolling in it, I think. You ask any farmer and they're all not rolling in it. But it was always about the animals to start with, and it's the lifestyle that they bring. I think the camel industry, because it's in its infancy, it has so much room to grow.
The Camelot Dairy may be relatively new to the Gympie district, but Wayne and Melanie are already well known around the traps. Melanie even has a nickname.
You know, I get called Mrs. Camel a lot. Oh, look, they don't remember my name, but they remember, oh, there's Mrs. Camel. They always
How do you feel about that?
At first I was offended, but now I just kind of think it's kind of cute. Wayne gets called, oh, hi, Wayne, how are you? Oh, and there's Mrs. Camel. Oh, dear. I could be called worse.